When they rode past the merry-go-round, Jack heard a chorus of neighs and whinnies accompanied by lively carousel music. Dianthus pranced down a shimmering pathway. He leapt over a stone wall and cantered over another field. The unicorn's horn glistened, and the snowy field reflected gold and copper light. Not until the unicorn came to the tree that held the treehouse did he stop. Annie hugged the unicorn's long, graceful neck.
Thank you,
she whispered and kissed him.
Yeah, wow, breathed Jack.
Annie looked at Jack over her shoulder.
What now?
She asked.
I guess we climb off, said Jack. But then what?
Annie asked sadly.
Where does he go?
That's a good question, said Jack.
He comes with us, of course, someone said.
Jack and Annie gasped. Baylor and Grinda slunk out from behind the tree. Baylor carried the black rope. Jack was stunned.
How did you get here so fast?
He asked.
We took the A train, said Baylor. 'Tis actually a bit faster than riding a unicorn, the boy laughed meanly. Shut up, Baylor, said Grinda.
Then she turned to Jack and Annie.
I am glad you had a happy little ride, but you can say goodbye to Dianthus now. We will take him from here.
No, you won't, said Annie.
Stay away from us, said Jack.
Come on, Dianthus, let's go, said Annie. Before Dianthus could move, Grinda rushed forward and grabbed his collar with both hands. The unicorn snorted and shook his head. Grinda clung fiercely to the collar.
Get the rope over his head, Baylor, she yelled. Now!
Baylor looped the black rope into a noose again. The unicorn twisted and turned his head. Jack kicked at Baylor.
Stop, he yelled. Get away from us.
Jack felt stupid just yelling and kicking, but he didn't know what else to do. As Baylor and Grinda struggled to get the noose over the unicorn's head, Annie pointed at them. In a loud voice, she shouted,
Fowl of air, appear now here, akka 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 mare.
The black rope fell to the snow. Baylor and Grinda started to spin around. They spun like two spinning tops. As they spun, they grew smaller and smaller. Jack saw a blur of colors, gray and brown, green and white, a dash of orange, a dash of yellow. The spinning slowly came to a stop. The two scary teenagers were gone. In their place were two small mallard ducks.